Hey, t'écoutes quoi en ce moment ?
Radio Cham.
Mais c'est quoi Radio Cham ?
La radio qui cuisine les ondes.
Hello dear listeners, welcome on Cham Radio. So today we are pleased to welcome specialists and civilians from Korea. They have traveled thousands of miles to be here. So they are here to debate about the Korean Demilitarized Zone, which is, as you may know, a wall that separates North and South Korea. So as to give you some pieces of information, this wall is 250 kilometers long, and it was built after the Korean Civilian War. So we are going to discuss about the pros and cons of these walls and with our guests. So first of all, the debate will be between Joseph and Emma. As I've heard, Joseph, you're a candidate for the next presidential election, and Emma, you're from the opposite political party, and you're against all walls that split populations. So is it right, and what's your point of view?
Hi everyone, I'm Mr. Wong. I'm running for the next election of South Korea. I'm in favor of the wall because North Korea poses a constant military threat to South Korea and its allies.
Hello, I'm Emma Martin, and I'm a politician against walls in general, but especially the one between North Korea and South Korea. First of all, walls are extremely expensive, so the amount of money used to build them can be spent in other services to help people. Moreover, it can turn apart populations and families.
Indeed, I'm Agathe, and I was separated from my family because of the wall.
Yes, I know. We'll speak about that later. So next, we are welcoming Aurélien and Enzo. So you're both important personalities in your cities. Aurélien, you are the head of Citizens Association, and Enzo, you were undocumented, but you became a star by being selected in the casting of the new Squid Game season, right?
Hello everyone, indeed I'm Aurélien, and I'm president of an association of citizens in favor of a more efficient wall. And for me, to defend the wall is essential, because it will be an essential thing to forbid and limit illegal immigration between North and South Korea.
So hello everyone, I'm Enzo. Jan said, I'm the main actor of the season 2 of the TV series Squid Game. When I arrived in South Korea, I was a homeless person with difficulties to be in the society. I lived 2 years in street before I crossed the way of the directors of the series, who takes me for the casting of the series, and I obtained my IG papers at the same time.
So now it's your turn, Agathe. Tell us your story. We can't wait to know what happened to you. It's really interesting, I think.
So hello, I'm Agathe, and I'm a young adult who has been separated from my family because of the wall. So I used to live in North Korea with my parents and my two little brothers. And we succeeded to go to Kaesong, the southeast city of the country. And so 10 years ago, we tried to cross the border, but unfortunately, I was the only one allowed to run away from North Korea. Indeed, I had to study at the Yonsei University, which is the best of the country. My family couldn't reach the country as they didn't have a solid reason to move out. Nowadays, I'm working in a great firm where I have never been happier. The life in South Korea is so much better since we have more freedom and than in North Korea. And however, I cannot reach my family. I don't have any news of them for over a decade now, and I'm currently trying to get in touch with them, and I would like to go back to North Korea just to see them once more. And it is difficult to live without people you used to rely on completely.
Wow, it was such an heartbreaking story. Thank you for your interesting testimony. So now, Jan, why are you in favor of this wall? And is it linked with your situation of an unemployed person?
Hello, my name is Jan. I'm 38 years old, and I speak as someone who has felt the instability of our world. I was laid off from my job 2 years ago due to an economic downturn. I worked hard, believing that effort and dedication would guarantee security, but I quickly realized how fragile stability can be combined with the violence and the chaos we see around us. It's one of the reasons I have chosen not to have children. I refuse to bring them into a world where their future is never assured. Today I'm speaking in favor of this wall because North Korea represents one of the greatest threats to our security with its oppressive regime. So if we do nothing, its influence could creep into our society, destroying everything we have built. We must act decisively to protect our democracy, our economy, and our future.
Thank you. So do anyone have something to add, or is it right?
Yes, it would reduce the risks of armed conflicts and accidental or deliberate incursions. And if the North Korea regime collapses, a massive influx of refugees into the South could trigger an economic and social crisis.
And Emma, I think you would like to add something?
Yes, indeed. In my opinion, walls can reduce the citizens' freedom as they cannot go wherever they want. Furthermore, it can reinforce ideologies and we can ask ourselves which money is going to be used to build them.
And Aurélien, you wanted to add something also?
Yes, indeed. For the improvements that can be made, I would like to dare to have more armed men to ensure the security of the world, but not only the world, but also the country. And also spies from the north are getting in the south illegally to steal information from our people, and the wall would not allow that. And to sum up, putting more efforts in the world will guarantee the integrity and the security and of the country and the people from the south.
So as you can see, points of view are really different on this subject, but we may continue to debate a lot on this subject to find a solution. This wall, as Agathe says, split families and cultures, but it has also some positive points, but it will be a problem in the future, I think. Goodbye and thank you to all of you.
Hey, t'écoutes quoi en ce moment?
Radio Cham.
Mais c'est quoi Radio Cham?
La radio qui cuisine les ondes.